Chapter 14. Out at the house, Marie and the girls were having lunch.
"Hello, Daddy," said the oldest girl. "Here's Daddy."
"What have you got to eat?" Harry asked.
"We've got a steak," Marie said.
"Somebody said they stole your boat, Daddy."
"They found her," Harry said.
Marie looked at him.
"Who found her?" she asked.
"The customs."
"Oh, Harry," she said, full of pity.
"Isn't it better they found her, Daddy?"
asked the second one of the girls. "Don't talk while you're eating," Harry told her. "Where's my dinner? What you waiting for?"
"I'm bringing it."
"I'm in a hurry," Harry said. "You girls eat up and get out. I gotta talk to your mother."
"Can we have some money to go to the show this aft, Daddy?"
"Why don't you go swimming? That's free."
"Oh, Daddy, it's too cold to go swimming, and we want to go to the show."
"All right," said Harry. "All right." When the girls were out of the room, he said to Marie, "Cut it up, will you?"
"Sure, honey."
She cut the meat as for a small boy. "Thanks," Harry said. "I'm a hell of a goddamn nuisance, ain't I? Those girls aren't much, are they?"
"No, hun.
Funny we couldn't get no boys."
"That's because you're such a man. That way it always comes out, girls."
"I ain't no hell of a man," Harry said. "But listen, I'm going on a hell of a trip."
"Tell me about the boat."
"They saw it from a truck, a high truck."
"Shucks."
"Worse than that, shit."
"Oh, Harry, don't talk like that in the house."
"You talk worse than that in bed sometimes."
"That's different. I don't like to hear shit at my own table."
"Oh, shit."
"Oh, honey, you feel bad," Marie said.
"No," said Harry. "I'm just thinking."
"Well, you think it out. I got confidence in you."
"I got confidence. That's the only thing I have got."
"Do you want to tell me about it?"
"No. Only don't worry, no matter what you hear."
"I won't worry."
"Listen, Marie. Go on up to the upstairs trap and bring me the Thompson gun, and look in that wooden box with the shells and see all the clips are filled."
"Don't take that."
"I got to."
"Do you want any boxes of shells?"
"No, I can't load any clips. I got 4 clips."
"Honey, you aren't going on that kind of a trip."
"I'm going on a bad trip."
"Oh, God," she said. "Oh, God, I wish you didn't have to do these things."
"Go on and get it and bring it down here. Get me some coffee."
"Okay," said Marie.
She leaned over the table and kissed him on the mouth. "Leave me alone," Harry said. "I got to think." He sat at the table and looked at the piano, the sideboard and the radio, the picture of September morn, and the pictures of the Cupids holding bows behind their heads, the shiny real oak table, and the shiny real oak chairs, and the curtains on the windows, and he thought, "What chance have I to enjoy my home? Why am I back to worse than where I started? It'll all be gone, too, if I don't play this right. The hell it will. I haven't got $60 left outside of the house, but I'll get a steak out of this. Those damn girls. That's all that old woman and I could get with what we've got. Do you suppose the boys in her went before I knew her?"
"Here it is," said Marie, carrying it by the web-sling strap. "They're all full."
"I got to go," Harry said. He lifted the chunky weight of the dismounted gun in its oil-stained canvas web case, put it under the front seat of the car.
"Goodbye," Marie said.
"Goodbye, old woman."
"I won't worry, but please take care of yourself."
"Be good."
"Oh, Harry," she said, and held him tight against her.
"Let me go. I ain't got no time." He patted her on the back with his arm stump.
"You and your loggerhead flipper," she said. "Oh, Harry, be careful."
"I got to go. Goodbye, old woman."
"Goodbye, Harry."
She watched him go out of the house, tall, wide-shouldered, flat-backed, his hips narrow, moving still, she thought, like some kind of animal, easy and swift and not old yet. He moved so light and smooth-like, she thought. And when he got in the car, she saw him blonde,
with the sunburned hair, his face with the broad Mongol cheekbones and the narrow eyes, the nose broken at the bridge, the wide mouth and the round jaw, and getting in the car, he grinned at her, and she began to cry. His goddamn face, she thought. Every time I see his goddamn face, it makes me want to cry.